When a populist leader takes power, uncertainty follows. From sweeping reforms to attacks on institutions, the rules of the game can shift overnight. For companies and investors, the question is clear. Should you invest in populist-led countries or should you steer clear?
We are living through a global surge of populism, from Trump's chaotic second Turk start to populist movements worldwide. These leaders promise to shake up the establishment, but there are hidden costs that affect everyone. When populists take power, populist investment plummets. At Neoma, along with our colleagues Christopher Harwell, we analyzed 36,000 companies across 42 countries over 26 years to understand why investment plummets. In this way, our results reveal in a trouble pattern that impacts jobs, economic growth, and our financial future. The findings are clear. When populism takes hold, investment drops, sometimes dramatically.
Why? Because businesses thrive on predictability. The bold, sometimes erratic policies of populist leaders make it harder to plan for the future. But the impact isn't the same everywhere. Strong political institutions can soften the blow. For example, in countries with proportional voting systems where power is shared among coalitions, populists can't fully dominate decision-making. Such checks and balances force compromise, which businesses find reassuring. Investment, in these cases, doesn't drop as sharply.
Independent courts also offer checks. A robust judiciary can reassure companies that the rules won't change suddenly. Another safeguard is accountability and whether leaders must answer for their actions through the free press, protests, or elections. However, even strong institutions have their limits. Search shows that over time, populist leaders systematically weaken these protective systems. They pressure the courts, restrict press freedoms, and gradually dismantle the very checks and balances that once protected the economy.
We saw this when Poland gutted its constitutional court after 2015, and in Mexico in 2024, when the Morena party changed the constitution to let voters choose Supreme Court judge. Such moves create even more uncertainty for businesses, and once these institutions weaken, investor confidence erodes. What should companies make all of this? Well, they need to understand the connection between populism and economic uncertainty.
Our study shows that investment decisions can no longer be based on simple economics alone, like risk premiums or interest rates. Political structures, especially the strengths of the checks and balances, are now crucial in assessing where and how to invest. So, in today's world, the rise of populism isn't just reshaping politics, it is reshaping business strategy. For investors, democracy and institutional checks are no longer abstract ideals. They are financial realities that directly shape where capital flows.